Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports. It's Matt and Matt, two producers who happen to be homies, just choning on the junkies, yeah. It's Bit Season, what a time to be alive. Bit Season, couple of regular guys. It's Bit Season, go have yourself a laugh. It's Bit Season, ha 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 ha.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Bit Season. This is episode 127. I'm Drab Pischer.
I'm Matt Valdez. Welcome back, Drabby. Welcome back.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Feels back. Good to be back. We skipped last week's show as I was in España with my wife and my family.
It looked like a very fun trip.
It was a very, very fun trip.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, was it a fun trip because it was like you're a week away from your kids?
No, not
because
that's what
I was saying is that because Eric kept going, it looks like he's having the time of his life. He said that multiple times.
I was Instagramming. I was putting out stories. I was putting out posts. I was doing all kinds of stuff that I usually, I don't post a ton of stuff on Instagram all the time.
I was reminding Eric. I said, well, of course he's having the time of his life because not only is he on vacation, he's kidless like for the first time for like over a week.
I'll be honest, you miss him a little bit, but if I was somewhere else, you know, if I was in Jacksonville, okay, I wouldn't have been having the time of my life just because I'm away from my kids for a few days, or longer than a few days. But I really got to tell you, man, first off, I'm going to apologize right now for the cough that I have. You're just going to have to deal with it. If you like Drab and you like Bit Season and you like Valdez, you're going to have to deal with a little cough here today because I can only talk in spurts.
You got the travel cold.
And let me tell you something. I didn't know. I felt so bad, dude. I've been sucking down these cough drops. Okay.
I know.
And well, not today. This is the first one I put in today because they're sugar-free cough drops. I didn't know that sugar-free cough drops give you diarrhea. Like there's something in
it. Is that a thing?
I looked it up yesterday because I had the I just couldn't take it anymore.
Drab went to the bathroom four times during the show.
No,
unprecedented.
Six times yesterday.
Six?
I took six duties yesterday during the show. Usually
that's a record. That's EB like.
That was EB like. And I'm not trying to be gross or anything, but I didn't know. And so I have this cough over there. I don't want to cough on people over the plane. I'm sucking these cough drops, these sugar-free cough drops down like they're candy. And they got this ingredient in it called like sorbitol or something.
Uh-huh.
And it gives you gas.
The bubble guts.
And the bubble guts. Okay. And I'm that guy on the plane. Okay. I am ripping them. And just my wife was like, what's that smell? Do you smell that? And I'm like, no, what is that? And then
you don't have your kids to blame it on.
Yeah. I felt so bad for the people around us. But you know what? I was sick. And I didn't realize the cough drops were actually the ones making me sick.
Did you duty on the plane?
No. Somehow I held it.
I don't know.
The duty started as soon as I got back.
I don't know what it is. It might be the engine rumbling. For whatever reason, when I fly, I feel the urge to poop. I can hold it for like a short 2 hour flight, hour and a half flight. But if it's anything longer, I'm going to have to use the toilet. It's a very uncomfortable feeling. You feel like the Jolly Green Giant.
I've never dutied on a plane, but I always just rip them. I just can't stop ripping them on planes.
But this was
the all-time worst.
Do you eat in the airport beforehand? Because sometimes airport food.
Yeah. No, it's just the elevation.
It's the elevation.
I don't know what it is, but I just can't take it.
Do you ever visit Denver?
Yeah.
Do you fart a lot in Denver?
Well, I can't remember. I can't remember.
I can tell you the first words that came out of your mouth when you came back. Mm-hmm. I can tell you that you were sick.
Oh, because I was wheezy. Yeah.
Yeah, you're a wheezy. Yeah, you can just tell it in your voice.
It's just so unmasculine and just embarrassing to be coughing all over a plane, and then you're that guy. And let me tell you, man, it's hard to come back from a really great vacation. It's like,
what, you have FOMO or?
Well, it's not the job, right? It's not that I'm upset coming back to the job, because I like this job and I like the show and I like you and I like, if I was coming back to.
Oh, like a spreadsheet job, IT?
A job that I wouldn't want to do.
Government work?
Not necessarily any of that. I mean, maybe.
Pouring concrete?
Pouring concrete, maybe. Something like that. I would figure I'd have to move. Like, I just couldn't do it anymore. Because I was doing Valdez's pour beers bit. Except for I don't want to pour beer. I don't want to pour beers, but I'm telling you.
It's just a euphemism. But
it's a euphemism. I can't get out of my mind that I should be living in Spain. And why does that happen on any time you go on a trip, right?
I know.
It happens to everybody. I did it on my dumb honeymoon. Trip to Jamaica. I was like, I should just live in Jamaica. And then I go on this trip and I'm like, I should live in Spain.
I know. I do the same thing.
And you're like, I should live in Hilton Head.
Now I feel like it's like your brief little fling. That's what it is. Is that you have a location fling.
You see
all the good in that location, and then everything about it is good. And you don't see any of the cons about where you are.
And it's not that I don't like living here. I consider this home now, and I've been here for so many years. But the ripping the Band-Aid off and just being like, I want to be that guy that just drops everything and then moves to a new place and starts over.
It's intoxicating.
It's intoxicating, right?
And we're just so much of a pussy that we'll never be able to do it.
Is that what it is?
We have no balls. We play everything safe.
But why would you live in, I don't know, Indiana? Okay. Why would you live in Indiana when you can live in Spain? Or you can live in Italy? Or you can live in Morocco? Or wherever you want to live.
It's a daunting task to uproot yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's daunting to go to do something that's unknown. That's a scary thought. That's why you have reservations for it, because you know, you obviously you have roots here, and then you don't, if you go to Malaga, right? Isn't that the place where you
Malaga,
were?
Yeah.
Malaga, mm-hmm. whatever it's called.
Yeah.
You know, you don't know when you get there, you don't know where you're going to live, what you're going to do,
mm-hmm.
how you're going to earn money. How your kids will be accepted, how you'll be accepted.
How you're going to speak the language.
Yes. There's
so many hurdles.
Yeah, there's so many hurdles. Mm-hmm. And there's so much unknown.
But how do you get over that?
The risk reward in your brain,
right,
as you try to rationalize it.
Says that's dumb.
Says
sit back down.
Yes. Yeah. That's too much risk. What are you doing? It's the same thing like when I go to Hilton Head. The entire time I'm there, all I think about is, What am I doing in DC? This is the life. I should be down here. It's still.
But don't you think you'd get bored of that?
What
Hilton Head?
No.
Sitting on a porch all day.
It's beautiful.
I know it's beautiful, but it's boring.
Okay,
you could get boring.
I know, but I wouldn't sit around a porch all day.
Yeah, but what are you going to do in Hilton Head?
Well, I like to golf.
Okay,
just like you like tennis.
All right, but that's my question. How are you going to golf every day? You're gonna work a job in the morning, There's no answer. It's impossible.
I don't know. It's almost like retirement.
Unless
this is what you're trying to do is you're trying to retire while still working.
Yeah, I know.
That's I talked about it. it's kind of genius, mm-hmm. but that's exactly what we're both trying to do is mm-hmm. we're trying to live the retirement lifestyle while working.
I think I finally understand it now.
You're welcome.
I think I finally understand.
You've mocked me.
Your midlife retirement.
You've mocked me for all this time.
Yeah.
But you get it. It's an impossible thing to balance. But you're doing everything you can to thread that needle and to create that balance where you can live in Malaga mm-hmm. and play tennis on red clay every day,
yeah.
but also support your family.
It's a tricky situation. I mean, it can be done. Like I said on the Junkies, I'd have to be like a bus driver or, you know, something where I can't even speak the language much more than beyond greetings and simple tasks. Yeah,
that would be your first step is learning Spanish.
All right, I could learn that in a couple months.
Couple months?
Well, I've already taken like 5 years of it in my life.
Okay, that's
you just forget all of it. You'd pick it right back up. Was it Rosetta Stone?
Yeah. What are the other?
A 2-year plan.
Oh yeah. Okay. A
two-year plan. I just need somebody to hold my hand and walk me through it.
We need people who have done the big move before.
And here's the thing: one of my best friends, no, I shouldn't say best friends, one of my good friends who I grew up to, he lives in Madrid. He did this already. But he's, he's got a real job. First of all, he already spoke the language and he got a civil engineering degree from Oregon State.
Is he an engineer in Spain?
Yeah, he's an engineer in Spain. That's the thing. I'm a communicator in the wrong language.
You know, you're going to do a radio show in Spain.
Right.
Hey, does Spain have, let me ask you a question.
And Spain's like the one country, they don't really care about English. That's like that's one of the reasons I think their economy is held back a little bit is that their youth, they're into being Spaniards.
Hey, did you listen to the radio over there? I would have been curious.
Yeah, but it was, I wasn't really paying attention, I guess. So not really. He was on, but.
But did your friend have necessity? Like for instance, the best thing that would ever happen to us mm-hmm. is if we got fired.
Yeah. Fired tomorrow. Station then, flips format,
and then
we're out of jobs.
Yes, and then we have to. Then all of a sudden, we had our backs against the wall, and we have to figure it out. It would probably be the best thing that could happen for us.
Look, I don't think this is like a Drab and Valdez fantasy thing. I think every single person listening to this show right now has thought about just dropping everything. Yes. And I'm not like obviously I'd bring my family with me.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like the fantasy of living someplace where you dream about.
Yes. You know what it is? It's the Shawshank Redemption thing.
Mm, yeah. Say Watanabe.
Yeah. Say Watanabe.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. Is me and you meeting each other on the beach.
Because, dude, life flies by. You only live once, right? Yeah, I'm already telling myself, well, okay, well, maybe in 20 years I can move to Spain.
Are you having a midlife crisis?
No. I'm having a post-vacation blues.
You're having an epiphany.
Yeah, maybe an epiphany, whatever you want to call it, where I'm like, dude, I'm 40, I'm 41 at best, I got 50 years left. Some of those won't even be good years, right?
Mm-hmm.
How could I do this? How could I just drop everything? Obviously, I would be mocked and called an idiot and all kinds of stuff I don't really care about, right? You can't do that to your kids, all kinds of stuff.
Right.
But I'm sure my kids would love it. Like if I moved to Spain and my kids grew up in Spain, they would love it.
I think so. I think right. so too. And I believe they're at the age where it would be appropriate. Like if they were,
oh yeah, you
16,
can't do. Yeah, you can't do that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah,
that's off the table. You got to wait.
You shouldn't be. Your happiness shouldn't be mocked.
I know. No, nobody has the balls to do things they really want to do. That's kind of what I'm getting at and figuring it out, myself included. Right?
I know. It's so hard.
It's so hard. Everybody says, I don't want.
We don't. This is people.
Don't people always say nobody likes living here? And I'm just talking about the DMV in general. Nobody mm-hmm. says, "Oh, I can't wait to move." All that. Why is nobody moves? Nobody pulls the trigger, unless the few people that like once they got remote work, they were able to move to Florida or something.
I'm jealous. I'm jealous of the type of person.
Me too.
That can just float. that can just go from city to city, who can, you know, just, you know, couch surf, or who can
be a nomad.
Just and kind of just fit in.
Always pick something up, always figure it out.
Fit in no matter where they go. Like,
I already did this. I mean, I left my hometown. You left your area.
I know, but it's not the same,
right? I just got dumped here, and I thought I would be here for 2 years, and it's been here for like 17 years now.
Is that what is that factor into all of this? The fact that you didn't think you would be here as long as you are?
Not really. I just think that what's factoring into it is I got one big move left in me. And I don't want it to be 10 years left in my life.
Everyone plants roots, mm-hmm. but you want to be able to uproot. And this happens to me because like I'll go down to Hilton Head when my parents go for 2 weeks, three mm-hmm. weeks, they'll go three times a year and I'll do what you did and latch on. Get a free place to stay, go golf, do whatever I want, have dinner with them, go to the beach. Basically, it is only thing I pay for is my plane ticket and I'll get my parents I'll buy a dinner mm-hmm. night out.
Right.
But this is the problem. And I have the same thing, is that we're witnessing retirement. That's what it is that we're so envious of their lifestyle of being able to just go there for three weeks, do whatever you want. Just like your family was able to just fly to Spain, book a trip whenever they want. That's the envious lifestyle that we are trying to get, but we haven't.
Then
really
why
earned
are
yet.
We not going ham for the next 15 years? Right.
Ham as in?
Hard as a mother effer.
I know ham means, but what are we going ham for?
Relentless work.
Okay. Building. Work 70-hour weeks.
Yes, building equity, building wealth. So when the time comes, when it's finally clicked to me, because I've always been like, oh, I like my job. We've said a million times, why do the junkies want to retire, right? This is the best job. It's finally like clicked to me. That even though I'm 41 and I like my job, there's something else out there that's even more exciting, right?
You this vacation has changed you. You are a new drab. I'm really shocked.
I'm kind of saved it for bit season a little bit.
I know you didn't mention this at all.
Well, I kind of mentioned that I understand why Jason wants to quit and move to South Carolina and all that, but.
You're having a revelation.
I'm having some jet lag. What do they call that? When you're making income and not doing anything,
passive income.
I need to start some passive income, right? Yeah. I need to get this ball rolling.
Yeah, we need to be slumlords.
Something, right? Where I can, I got. We're producing wealth.
Yeah, making money while you're sleeping.
Making money while I'm sleeping. Time is flying by. We've been here in D.C. now we left Fairfax 13 years ago. We've been here.
I know.
So like
I've been. Trust me. I said on air about something. I forget what it is, but I did the math. I've been working with the show in some capacity mm-hmm. for 15 years now,
right?
Close to 15 years.
Why don't we break the system, Valdez?
I was trying to inspire
other people, right?
I was trying to life hack it. I've had people reach out to me about the mid retirement.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the bit that I was trying to pursue and saying, you know, I was able to do it, but here this is. I think we've accumulated. Enough wealth now at our age where you could take a break. Is there any type of life intermission where life halftime where we go, we take a sabbatical.
I don't want a break. I don't want a break. I want to continue working. I just don't want to do it here.
Okay.
I don't mind working a 9 to 5 in 300 days of sunshine every year. On the Mediterranean.
Here's another question. Would you be willing to have more of a, we have a great job. Mm-hmm. I don't want people to think that we hate our job.
No, I think they understand that.
Would you be willing to do a job that's more trivial, which is more, right. I guess, like, beneath you?
Like be an English teacher. Could I be an English teacher in Spain, like, right? And teach some kids
like four,
English and make way less money.
That's a great example. Could you be a teacher who?
I mean, I could.
You know, has a very stressful job.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Would you be willing to trade
for some sun?
Yes. For Malaga.
I don't know.
That's what your brain is trying to comprehend. It's the risk reward that your brain is balancing right now. That unknown. If you knew the answer to that, it would make your decision a lot easier.
But the
not knowing is why you hold back, which is why I hold back.
This is why all those guys on Twitter, on all those threads that I always click on, talk about one thing that's most important besides time: freedom. The freedom to make these kind of choices, to do this kind of stuff.
Hey, I swear to God, you're like Plato. Right? you're just like Socrates. You're just philosophizing right now.
And maybe it was the Picasso Museum that inspired me, my creative thinking.
Yeah, your brain is working overtime right now.
It's the don't sleep energy drink, I think, is what's got me fired up. Anyways, that's where my brain is at right now.
Did you run this by your wife, or have you just been been internalizing this?
It was nothing serious. It was just kind of like offhand comments.
You're like, we should move. Did you do that?
Oh, of course, yeah. Uh-huh.
What was the reaction?
She was about sized.
I feel like
I'm gonna have to put that together.
I feel like Sarah is the type of person where she could do this
right
a lot easier than you or I could.
Yeah. Well,
she has the personality.
She has a personality
to do this.
She could definitely, like, if I found a job and she was an English teacher.
Yeah,
she could get that job probably in 5 minutes if she wanted to. But that ain't gonna build. That's not gonna get you a 3-bedroom villa on the Mediterranean.
That's another question. What are the accommodations like? You're gonna get like some apartment, or
you're gonna live in an apartment with you're gonna buy it. You have a sliver of a view of the Mediterranean if you're lucky. But you know what?
Yeah. What's the square footage?
They're small. Those places are small.
I would assume.
I don't know. It was all in meters. I've been on. I don't know. What's 85 square meters? It sounds tiny.
It does sound tiny. Yeah. Did you look at property?
Of course. I've been on these real estate places the last 2 days since I've been back here.
Hey, that might be the thing that might be the breaking point.
Mm.
You could, you and your twins and your wife, you guys couldn't handle the small confines of a
no apartment. I think I could. You know how they get you in Malaga? I'm sure they do this other places. I haven't really seen that here in America, but maybe I'm just an idiot. So they have these like real estate companies offices, and they got these beautiful windows in the front, and then if it was like a sneaker store, instead of putting their sneakers in the window, they put little pamphlets,
like, or listings
in the windows, right? With the pricing, the square footage, but then it has the QR code on each one.
Oh, what a genius.
And then you just click, you scan it through the window, and up pops on your phone the listing with 1,000 more pictures and all the information you could ever want. And they got like, I don't know, 50 of them in the window. And so you're just window shopping. You're literally standing like an idiot. Like your window, your freaking nose up on the window to see the listings back there.
No wonder you're sick. Everyone's face is pressed against glass.
You and like four Brits to daydreaming.
Oi, mate.
Yeah. Like an idiot. I mean, dude, I could do it. I can't do it, but I think I would want to.
If push came to shove, I think you're like me, where you're kind of risk averse.
Of course, we've been at the same job for the last 15 years.
We haven't taken one risk in our career.
Not recently. But there are people out there that do that kind of stuff.
I told you, they float. They'll go from job to job. They'll leverage.
Yeah.
They'll leverage what they have, and they'll find something better for themselves.
Yeah.
We don't do that.
It's very inspiring, those people that can do that kind of stuff.
I know. I'm jealous. Uh-huh. I'm jealous. I wish I had the balls to do something like that. I wish I could go up to CK and demand a pay raise, or I'm walking. You know, I just don't have the balls to do that.
Well, it's not that the balls, but
it's not my personality.
It's not. Yeah, it's not mine either. And again, it's not that, it's not even so like it's the pay or anything like that. Like, I think we're all fine, but it's just the being unafraid to take chances of a certain group of people have, right?
Right.
Entrepreneurs have that.
Yes.
It's savvy
businessmen are able to do that, which is why I'd be an awful boss.
And then it gets me thinking about these influencers. The only people who can do this is influencers.
What do you mean?
If you don't like own your own, you know, these influencers, like if you build a successful YouTube channel or whatever, you can live wherever you want in the world.
Oh, you're okay. Yeah. All right.
I'm not going to be an influencer. I think that.
Is the Drab brand big enough?
No. Bit season.
Is the bit season brand?
You want to move to Malaga?
We zoom in.
Start a YouTube channel.
Yeah. It does matter. That's our show. It does matter.
Catch us on the It Doesn't Matter network.
I like how your brain's working.
Right.
And I appreciate you holding this and thinking about it.
I do have to apologize to Bish though and to the Junks for when they talk about retirement. I think it's starting to make sense to me.
Well,
it's
of
not
course.
That they don't like the job or the grind. It's just that there's something more inspiring for their life that's out there that's a possibility.
Yeah.
And you only have so much time.
I would, you know? Yeah, I would agree.
But that's also, and I say this, it's
why I'm an advocate for your midlife retirement and your sabbatical, is that you also don't want to be in the position where you retire and you're unable to enjoy your time that you have retired.
Well, that is
that's my biggest fear, is that I'm working in some capacity until like I'm 72.
I can't
go out and enjoy the rest of my life.
That's what I told. This is kind of what I told my parents. Not the financial stuff, but I said, "You guys are you're mid 70s. Why are you living in Spokane? This Spokane
great,
sucks.
Great question.
What are you doing?
Especially because the family is all across the country, right?
Well,
don't you have one? Don't you have one in Myrtle?
I got more siblings than we know what to do with, right? So I got a sister and two brothers who live in Spokane. And their kids and the grandkids and all that kind of stuff. That stuff.
Oh yeah, it's the same reason why my parents. I say this to them all the time. I say you guys come to Hilton Head for three times a year for 2 to 3 weeks out of the year. They are spending 10 weeks out of the year in Hilton Head. I said why are you guys just not moving down here? You obviously love it so much. We've been coming here since I've been going to Hilton Head with my parents since I was 15 years old.
They say, we'll miss you.
This is what they say. They say, Michael's kids.
I know.
We're grandparents. We can't just leave. I said, if you live down here, you act like they wouldn't come visit you once a month just to come down to this oasis.
You clearly wouldn't see them as much, and so that is family. They always say family's most important. I don't know. Like it would be. My kids are too young to think about what they're going to be like when they're 30 years old, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or when they have kids. So I can't wrap my brain around that right now. But I would hate to be living in some podunk town or whatever, some crappy place the final years of my life, shoveling snow, and I'm 80 years old. Well, now you could be living in your dream,
wherever you want,
Amalfi Coast or whatever.
you have big aspirations.
I'm a Spaniard.
Would you go back to Spain or would you want to visit somewhere else?
Hey, I'm kind of like you. You're a Hilton Head every year. Rinse, wash, repeat. Cake, same thing. Kiowa Island.
Although, I am not going to Hilton Head this year.
Although, I thought you were going in a few weeks.
I'm going to Kiowa.
I get them so confused.
I know. I get it. You're all the same if you haven't gone.
If I find a place I like, I want to hit it again and again and again and again.
I love routine.
I know. And so my parents were like, where do you guys, you know, if we do this again, where do you, and I have to share the rock with my other, you know, siblings because I can't go on every trip. So they're like, what do you guys want to do? Germany, London.
Germany would be fun.
Thailand was
still. Thailand?
Yeah. There's some Marriott Vacation Club over in Thailand. They're everywhere. I said,
Thailand might be dicey.
I said, I want to come back here. I like this place. It's also a very weird feeling when you know that you're seeing somebody and you've had interactions with someone and you know that you'll never see them again. It's kind of, do you ever think about that?
You might be based.
I don't even know what based means.
I don't know either.
I see it all the time, but I don't really know.
You're very introspective.
I know.
You came back a changed man. Like you're a new Dreb.
You're being friendly with the staff, all right, or other people on the resort, or people around the tour guide. And then at the end of the day or at the end when you walk away, you think, well, that was a nice conversation. I'll never see that person ever again. It's impossible unless I come back here and there happen to be come back here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's such a weird.
I would never think.
I mean, I know I'm going to see you 10 billion more times in my life. I don't ever have to think about it.
You'll see my ugly face so many times.
Yeah. Countless times. I don't know. That's where my brain's at.
Something to think about. How long will this last?
It usually lasts about 2 weeks. Those are called the post vacation blues in our house.
You know, just in time for me to go on my vacation.
I know.
you'll come crashing back down.
We'll have the same conversation again in a month.
I will say this. I don't think our listeners truly understand just how much I hate you not being here.
I actually appreciate you not doing a show.
And vice versa. Why?
Well, just because it just makes me feel like you need me. You know, that you like doing the show with me and you don't want to do it without me. That's how I feel when you're not here.
Well,
in a few weeks when you're gone.
Yeah.
Or both those shows or whenever it is. Uh-huh. Maybe we'll do one early one day. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, what don't sleep. You're not going to get through. The sponsors are dried up. We can take a break.
That is true.
Anyways,
speaking of breaks, let's take one right now. We got to mention like you said, today's episode of Bit Season is brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy Drink. Don't Sleep supports Bit Season, supports me, supports Drabby. Get some today at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use that promo code Bit Season for 10% off every order. Follow and like on all social media at Don't Sleep Energy. When we come back, Drabby, I want to talk about Capital Survivor. I want to bring up something that I've noticed about the Junks when you were gone this week, that and a little observation of
mine. Oh, can't wait for you to fill me in. We'll be right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back to Bit Season, episode 127. Drab's return to the throne. We mentioned Cap Survivor. That was kind of a weird thing today, wasn't it?
That was my welcome back moment. That really, and you got to listen to today's show. I think that was early in the show, 6 a.m. hour, where we were teasing
how we were going to give away the Capitals tickets and everything.
Yeah, that was my welcome back moment for sure.
Can you explain what happened?
I'm still so confused to why we had to play Cap Survivor. What was so urgent about us playing Cap Survivor in JP's mind today?
So, JP, if you missed it, I guess we brainstormed a Capitals trivia contest.
Caps playoff ticket's a big deal. We don't want to just do collar 10. You know, let's make it fun. Let's reward a
diehard Caps fan.
Cakes came in during the commercial break, I think probably around 6:20. And we were talking with Valdez and myself. And Cakes called it just like he goes, should we do some sort of like semi-hard Caps trivia thing where we, you know, because we don't want to just give these things away. And I said, yeah, dude, I said, let's just call it that. Come back from break and say at 7:45, we're playing semi-hard Caps trivia.
Which is, I get a chuckle out of. It's kind of stupid. It's kind of funny. Kind of made it's stupid. Laugh, yeah, it right? made us laugh.
But when he teased it on the air, Jay, and if you guys don't know, Tuesday, Thursdays are Cakes days to lead the show. Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, JP does it. You have more
control on how the show is going.
Especially if you're like teasing or leading stuff into segments, you get to kind of guide it the way you want. I'm still so confused to why JP was adamant that we play Cap Survivor. So we come back from break. Cake sets it up, says we're going to play semi-hard Caps trivia. And JP goes, no. I told you we're playing Cap Survivor. Which in and of itself is like kind of a similar game, I guess, right? The premise is the same. You ask them trivia questions, you give them away. Yeah. And he goes, I told you that during the break. Well, here's the thing. That was never on the air. Cakes never heard. And he goes, you were doing a commercial. You didn't hear me.
Right. Yes. Right? Cakes had a Miss Utility commercial. And then.
So we're all kind of looking at JP like, okay, well, he's teasing this now on the air. Nobody knew or cared that you were thinking Cap Survivor. That wasn't on the air. The audience doesn't know that.
We're in the middle of a tease.
We just teased something, right?
And we changed the tease. That would be like saying, hey, coming up next, we're going to do the sports page. No. We're going to do.
I told you during the commercial break.
We're going to do the Blitz.
Yeah. And so Cakes kind of, you know, Cakes doesn't like conflict and nobody really wanted to argue over this. And so we kind of just. Cakes was like, all right, well, we'll figure it out something. And then JP again goes, all right, so at 7:45, we're going to play Cap Survivor.
He hijacked it
and did his own. It was baffling. It was so baffling to understand, like, why JP was so adamant on, he goes, and she kept saying, oh, I already told you. Yeah, but that wasn't on the air. Nobody knew, JP, that you said that. In fact, literally, like I said, we tuned you out. You talk all the time during commercial break, and sometimes we're not really listening because we're focused on other things. Yeah, just because you say something doesn't mean that that's how we're going to do things, especially not me and Valdez, if the other hosts disagree, which they clearly kind of did because Cakes already had an idea for something.
It's also the Survivor is so much more complicated.
It's complicated. It never works. Nobody knows how to play it. Evie's going to hang up on the guy 10 times.
Everybody wasn't on the same page.
And not only that, we had two tickets to give away. So I said, JP, well, how are you off the air? I said, how are you going to? Oh, we'll just give them out to the two finalists. Well, that doesn't sound like Survivor to me.
No, that doesn't. Survivor means one.
Yeah.
But this is also, it's very. So it's kind of difficult, and like you said, Eric doesn't really know what he's doing with the phones and how to play. No one really knows how to play. Well, that's not true. But also, for prizes that are a big deal, kind of back office, behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah,
is that we could get in a lot of trouble if someone says, hey, this was done incorrectly to me. I deserve this prize.
EB hung up on me. I wasn't eliminated. This is crap. I deserve you. Yeah. You got to give me Caps tickets.
Yes.
Bad idea.
Yeah. Technically, someone could sue the radio station because it wasn't executed properly.
I like you said, I'm going to protest. My silent protest is that I'm not going to play the Caps.
I know, but I'm
not. I'm not going to play the Survivor music.
And what did I do? I played the tribal music.
Yeah, I said, then you'd be insubordinate.
I know. That's my theory. Mm-hmm. My theory is JP loves sound effects.
Is that what it is?
Yes, he loves sound effects. He loves accompaniment.
Mm-hmm.
So he likes the background noise, the background music of the tribal.
Yeah,
because think about it. Didn't he say how much do you think this person made from the song or from the music that was in the background?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, yeah.
Wasn't that one of his quips? Yeah, uh-huh. I'm telling you, JP loves sounders.
All right. Well, why couldn't we have had a sounder for semi-hard cap trivia?
We could have put one together quickly, maybe.
I made a snarky comment to JP during the commercial break. After all that, I didn't want to get into it because his daughter was here, so I clearly wasn't going to do that. But I did say, like, when I was talking about how we're going to give away the second prize, I looked at him and I said, I can't tell you how excited I am for semi-hard caps trivia tomorrow. And walked out of the
room. That's so funny. That's funny. That was very passive aggressive.
It was very passive. And I'm not even sure if he cared or really realized what I said. But
Exhibit B, JP loves sounders. Remember the 5 and 10? We had a 5 and 10 sounder.
Yeah.
What's your top 5?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
The Chris Rock movie thing. That
Power rankings. Yeah. Don't they have us...
A sounder to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then the top 5 is his power rankings thing. Yeah.
I might be onto something. Mm. He loves sounders.
All right. Well, JP won today. We played Cap Survivor. Maybe we have another pair tomorrow. I haven't even looked ahead. If we do, we'll play Gig's version on JP's day. All right.
It's so petty.
Yeah. All right. So what is this poking holes thing?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So I teased something that I noted mm-hmm. that the guys have been doing a lot lately. And it's been it's been bothering me.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's something that I've noticed recently and it's been going on for a while, but it's just I picked up on it when you weren't here. Because a lot of the non-sports stuff we do, we really have to help out and guide. And wouldn't you agree?
Like, more so. Oh yeah, for sure.
I mean, I'm not like that's kind of our role. We're like the pinch hitters. Mm. We need to bring the funny and the goofy. We need to fill in a lot of the non-sports details. Stuff. Yeah. Yes, especially with the non-sports stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I, you know, you're not here. So I'm trying to do a lot of the heavy lifting when it comes to that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm noticing all the time that, number one, whenever we do non-sports stuff, a good handful of it is like study related, whether it's a health study, sex study, lifestyle study,
always provides good fodder,
finance,
good headlines. Yeah.
Yes. It's thought provoking. Mm-hmm. So, When we put stories like that in the rundown, in the binder, like about do hot women make men lie more to them, or do 20% of people think about their next vacation while they're on vacation? That's just
these were real stories.
Yeah, these are real stories, real studies that I'm putting in the binder for the week. That it's used to be a prompt to help invoke discussion, you know, whether you agree with the study, disagree with the study.
Yeah.
You have a life experience that goes along with the study. Do you find yourself, I disagree with that because I find myself lying to hot women because I'm trying to prop myself up. You know,
they kind of all do that. The guys all kind of do that. If you're talking about like poking holes in your story and they're doing the opposite of just roll with it.
Yeah, so that's my thing.
Yeah, it's just roll with it. Like, we tell you the headline. It should be intriguing enough. All right, let's roll with it. Fill me in the details. Don't say things like JP always says, who conducted the survey?
Yes, that's what I'm getting at. We always do this. We are trying to...
EB's been doing it a lot.
We're trying to poke holes in the study or in the story. It's who conducted it, how many participants there are. What are the questions? How was it done? We're just, these are all just minutia details that, mm-hmm. that are just unneeded. The whole point
is just being amused by a headline,
yes,
or something.
Amused by the headline.
So the headline is guys lie, tell the truth to hot women, lie to ugly women. Right?
Yeah. Women lie to hot women.
All right. So Valdez, I read you that headline on the show. You're one of the junkies.
One of the junks. Oh,
how,
okay.
How would you kind of roll with it? What would your ideal conversation flow be like?
Well, I would. Well, number one, I would think about.
All right.
It for
so
a
I
second.
Just read the headline there, and you want to jump in and say something?
All right. I'd say that I find that study to be completely false. I think men lie to hot women much more frequently than ugly women.
Yeah, that's the whole point, because you're trying to
impress
a woman with your life details and make you sound bigger and badder than you really are.
That's why I don't.
You really don't care what ugly women think of you.
Yeah, ugly women I pay them no mind.
You know what? I don't believe. Who did this study? This study's crap, Valdez. Who conducted this? Huh? Was there reasoning behind this?
Spoken like a true junk.
Yeah, I can understand that.
It was frustrating, and it's just something that I noticed when the week you were out, when we're trying to do a lot of the non-sports.
What about if we report something and then it's always like a credential breakdown, kind of like, oh,
well, we do that too.
Yeah, like, isn't that kind of the same
yes, like
territory?
What are your bona fides? Where did you go to med school?
Yeah, well, I was thinking like sports. Stuff, but yeah, that.
Oh yeah,
that too.
Oh yeah. Where's that? Oh yeah, we do that all the time.
Yeah.
Where is that report from?
Yeah. Who says that? Oh, what? A news director from Chattanooga. Yeah, throw that out. Yeah, or something. Like
He's
that.
He's not big enough.
Yeah.
Ball sack sports.
there is a fine art to the flow of a conversation, and some of those hurdles can be like bumps in the conversation that are unnecessary. To like, you just want them to jump in feet first. Let's get into it and kick the ideas around instead of just saying putting up roadblocks here.
Yeah, I do think it's kind of a defense mechanism too.
Oh, to like not look stupid or something.
Well, just that, and then also, you know, like you don't want to agree with, like you just don't want to agree with a study blindly, and then all of a sudden, you know, you think it's just they feel like they don't know much about what the study is, so it's a defense mechanism to kind of just. Ask questions so you don't feel stupid for agreeing with something that you may not necessarily know about.
Let me ask you something. Going back to that study, if I saw a woman and I think I would be more truthful to a woman if I like had a real crush on her, right? Like if you're just trying to bed someone or like just spitting game, as they say, like some hottie at the bar.
Oh, yeah, but you're lying your ass off.
You're lying your ass off, right? But say you see some woman at work or something, or some woman that you have like some interactions with.
You're actually really trying to impress
this woman, but like let her get to know you. Mm-hmm. I think you're going to be more honest than you would, because you don't want to start, like, if you think you have a shot with this girl.
You don't want to start off on a lying foot.
Yeah, it depends what you're looking for. If like you're looking for a relationship, I think you might be a little bit more honest about who you really are.
I would,
you know,
I would tend to agree with that.
Because if you think that like, hey, there could be something here, we have some real chemistry, and I'm not just trying to boink this girl. I think I would be more honest. But that's just maybe my dumb mindset.
No, I could definitely see that.
Yeah, because I think we've all lied to girls or just been silly before, but
done white lies or exaggerate. You know, no, this is what
exaggerate.
I would say you exaggerate more. The word lie is a very harsh word.
It's
a harsh word.
But going back to like meeting my now wife here at the radio station many, many years ago, I remember our early conversations, and I felt like I was just myself, right? Like I didn't have to impress her, because I just felt like a vibe and some chemistry there. And I was just, kind of myself and be me. You know, you're being a little silly or more fun than probably you mm-hmm. usually are. But I definitely didn't say any lies or anything like that.
No,
because I actually kind of really liked her.
Did you exaggerate stuff?
No, I don't think so. No, I let her.
Good for you. Now, I also think it's a stage of life thing.
Yeah, like, I was older, so she was already probably. I didn't have anything to be embarrassed about because she was 19 and I was 27.
And I think How good did that make you feel saying that? No, it's a stage of life thing. Like I don't feel like I would exaggerate things just because, you know.
Yeah.
I'm at this point in my life where I don't feel like it's necessary.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You would have more hubris when you're younger and you're in your early 20s when you're young and dumb and, you know, think more highly of yourself. I would, you know what were the age of the men that were in the study, Drab? I need to know that because that would be very telling.
Let me look here. Let me stop the conversation and look here. Hey, one of the things, I don't know why I just thought about it, because I thought about you spitting game at Spain Wine Bar. It just reminded me of something that I thought about you okay. on vacation about.
All right.
I found it funny. I don't know why. You know how like here there's a Spain Wine Bar. Or there's a restaurant in Reston Town Center called Barcelona. Right?
Okay. Pamplona. Good old Pamplona.
Pamplona. Same thing, right?
Yeah.
Over there are just a bunch of names of like American places.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. California
Tortilla.
Can I tell you something? California has a brand.
Really?
You know, yeah, that whole thing like a year ago, New York has a brand, Kansas doesn't have a brand or something. Yeah, like
I love New York. Didn't Mayor Adams say that? Like, it's New York.
It's New York. New York has a brand, and then everyone's like going back and forth about what New York's brand really is. California has a brand. They have a worldwide brand.
Wow.
All kinds of stuff in Spain that I saw, and Morocco, California something, California nightclub, California something eatery.
Hmm.
Los Angeles something.
Like LA.
LA Knights or whatever it was. All, they get sized for, and then I also found it amusing that all, I actually felt like a little bit of a rube because right now, am I wearing my Dodgers hat? No, I'm wearing different.
No.
But I wear that
Dodgers
hat.
You're wearing a Nike tennis hat.
So I do wear, now I got this Dodgers hat. I don't even like the Dodgers. I just like the hat.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's just kind of weird.
Did you go shopping before your trip?
No, I bought that like a month before my trip.
Okay.
But I did. I did, and I wasted tons of money. I felt like a rube because I'm wearing this L.A. hat, right, with a Dodgers logo.
Oh, were you?
I didn't realize in Ireland, I said I could spot an Irish person. Every young Irish girl wears like an American name. Every teen was wearing it like an NY hat. Every shirt said the name of like an American college or university or city on it. They would wear shirts that say Los Angeles, Yale, Brooklyn, literally every single one. And then they'd wear like a Yankees hat, but not like an authentic Yankees hat, like an off colored one or like a girl one, you know, that a girl would wear.
Okay. Like it would be like a pink and like a navy NY.
With a small NY on it or something
That's interesting.
America has a big brand. People get sized for America, but California specifically and New York, I didn't really realize those are the only cities that people are focused on.
Okay.
Like over there.
So whoa. So California, the state, and then
California,
York City.
The state, and New York City by far. I mean, I don't think they think of any other cities exist.
Huh.
I mean, maybe like when people would ask where I was from, I'd say Washington D.C., and they go, "Oh, president," you know, the White House, or they'd say something like that, or they'd say Trump or Biden.
Four more years. Pause.
You know, so they kind of have it. They know what Washington D.C. is, but it's not sexy like those New York and Los Angeles.
Yeah, there's a vibe.
And then you ask them, "Oh, you ever been to America?" They've all been like, "Oh, I was there one time. I went to New York." They always go to New York.
Okay.
I guess I don't think about New York tourism that much, but especially that must be massive.
Especially out of the country tourism.
Yeah. Like if a European's going to come to United States, they're going to go to New York.
New York or
they're just going to go to New York.
So I don't understand. So what's California's brand over there? Like you said,
the surfer sun, palm trees, all that kind of stuff.
But
right?
isn't that the kind of the
party,
same thing?
Party nightclub.
Isn't that the same thing the Mediterranean is?
It's similar, but I'm telling you, but you wouldn't say that. It's you like wouldn't say that.
Is it also,
like, that's not sexy? And if you're in Malaga and you call it Malaga Nightclub, that's not sexy, but you call it L.A. Nights, right? That's something.
Hey, like, you know what? You talked about, what am I going to do over there? You're gonna bring Cali over there.
California?
Yeah, you're going to call it Cali... the Cali Club. Mm-hmm. All right, you're going to open up a restaurant, Cali Club, and that's going to be your job.
Okay.
That's how you're going to move over there.
It was also very confusing because I was with my parents. My parents are from Washington State, and they were always like throwing in that they were from Washington after I was said I was from Washington, but they always say the different Washington.
And they don't understand that.
They kind of did, but they'd say...
Don't you feel unworldly, by the way, when you're over there?
Yeah.
They know so much about...
They didn't know that much. That's what I kind of. Okay. They know a couple things, like you know a couple things.
Okay. So, but when they saw your big LA hat, they wouldn't go. They would. So they thought you were from Dublin.
Oh, that was the thing. Nobody said anything. I was just like, I'm dressed like all these dumb Irish people. Not dumb, whatever. I looked exactly like an Irish person when I was there.
You are
a Dubliner.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Also, Dublin. Didn't look that green to me. I don't know what was going on, but it looked kind of brown.
Oh, that's enough.
It was a little disappointing.
You know, it's like Bermuda grass. It goes dormant.
It really was. I mean, and it was also butt sunny when I was there. I was expecting like wind and the rain.
Loch Ness.
No, butt sunny. I don't know what was
going on. You're thinking of, what's the dumb movie we say all the time with Colin Farrell?
Oh, in Bruges?
No. The one where they cut off the fingers.
Oh, in Sheeran or something?
Inoshiba.
No, it wasn't Inoshiba. It was like a long title. Colin. Colin. What's his name?
Farrell.
Yeah. Irish.
Banshees movie. Of
Inoshiran.
Inoshiran. Yeah. I said Inoshiba.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, Aer Lingus, kind of a silly airline.
That's good.
Silly food. I got a whole meal. My gut was busting with how much food they gave you on that flight.
That's awesome. Oh, hey, I need more details about Literatica lady.
Oh, dude, I'm so glad you brought that up. People have been asking. Everybody wants to see it. We're gonna tweet it from the Bit Season account. All right, we don't do a lot on there. We got to get back on there.
We're bad with social media.
So I will put it on the Bit Season Twitter account, Valdez. I'll send it to you. You can
retweet it
on our Instagram. So guys, if you don't follow us, give us a follow if you want to check it out. You can read one page or half a page, however much you can see of the Literatica that this girl was reading. And keep in mind, this girl was not ugly.
I know. I wish it's creepy, but I wish you would have gotten a picture.
I mean,
of her.
You can see her, like her hands and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
she doesn't have portly fingers.
No, she's fit. She doesn't have sausage. No wrinkles all over her hands.
She
doesn't
have sausage.
No, she wasn't a smoke show by any means.
No, you know what I like? You know what I like about it? I see a tattoo on her wrist.
Yes. That tattoo as well.
And it just
is. She's a freak.
Yes.
I know. It turns you on.
Kind
Try
of.
Sitting next to her, knowing
how
what's
did
going
on. How did you keep it in your pants that long?
I just couldn't. I was just baffled by it. She was sitting next to her mother. If you guys don't know, go back and listen to my recap from the Junkies on 6 a.m. on Wednesday. She's sitting next to her mother. And I'm stupid. I'm a dumb guy. And I'm thinking, I actually said this to my wife. And I said, is she just sitting there just horny and ready to have sex like right now? Like, because if I was reading that, my Johnson would be bursting out of my jeans. Like I wouldn't be able to hold. I
have to go to the air marshal.
I'd be arrested.
Put that weapon down
for rubbing my jeans. Like I would have it would be almost game time. I wouldn't be able to control myself.
This
keep in mind. There was page after page of this.
I know. I wish. Do you have more? Do you have more pictures of?
I know. I didn't want to get busted. There was a lady also next to me at that time.
Okay, that's smart of you.
So I didn't want her to be like, you're a creep. What are you doing?
You say, are you reading this? I'm the creep. Are you reading this?
The reason why I was attracted, because I told myself, I was like, this girl's reading a Kindle in front of me. It'd be funny if she was reading like some sort of like sexy romantic novel. That's what I said to myself. So I said, I'm going to take a look and see what she's reading.
Yeah.
And it was 10 times more graphic than I thought.
Yeah, you thought it'd be like Shakespeare or something.
So just know that if you go look at the Bit Season account, it's probably NSFW.
Yeah. You know, you should zoom in so that
so the audience can see it.
The font's bigger. Mm-hmm. I love her golden locks.
I know. It was a dye job.
It was.
I think she was a brunette at birth.
Also, she has well manicured fingernails.
I know. It's like you're in love with this woman. I've never seen
hotter hands in my life.
It was very.
Also, the way she's gripping that book, you can tell
she's
like,
turned on.
There's like tension. Does that make sense? You can tell, like, she's like squeezing.
She had
for
eight.
Dear life.
That was the first. That was takeoff. We should read that on takeoff. She had 8 hours to go.
I'm tingling reading this.
I know. It's like on Seinfeld when they put on the headphones and they're listening.
Yeah.
Delaying
her message. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, did you favorite this picture?
Oh yeah.
Why? So you have your picture stored.
No, because
in your
I took like four of them and a couple of them are blurry. I had to favorite the right one, so I knew which one was
okay.
The right one to show. Blake Giffen and John DePompa and Richmond John, who were asking about.
Oh, they I bet you they bombarded you.
Yeah. All right, guys. You know, we got the NFL draft here. We got some stuff. I got some stuff to take care of, as does Valdez, for tonight's show. So we got to get going here. But appreciate you guys listening. It's good to be back on the show.
Yeah, and I'm glad you're back.
I'm glad to be back, and I'm bummed that you're leaving soon.
Oh, thank you.
A couple weeks, so you Valdez will miss some time.
Yep.
All right, guys.
It's vacation season, people.
Enjoy the NFL draft tonight, and we'll see you back on the Junkies tomorrow.
Yep.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.